love Bill Kirchin, and I love his band. It's going to be fantastic. So let's give a wonderful welcome to Bill Kirchin and the Hounds of Bacon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Guess I should get my guitar. I can't believe I'm back in Berkeley. At the Freight and Salvage. I met him at the Freight and Salvage.
Together.
Although I didn't actually meet him, I saw him there. Well, that was, what, 68? 69?
68, 69. Yeah, 68.
It was on San Pablo. It was the actual Freight and Salvage building. And I met him. I didn't meet him until much later, and I said, man, the first time I went to the Freight and Salvage, there was these guys, man, these hippies, and they were doing James Brown the Camel Walk.
And then they were walking around
like that. And he goes, that was me. So I met Austin DeLong. Give it up for Austin. I met this guy, Paul Ravelli, because of Austin DeLong. Now he's one of my all-time favorite drummers in the whole universe, Paul Ravelli. And these two guys are my fellow Lost Planet Airmen for the formative years of my life. Buffalo Bruce Barlow and Bobby Blue Black. Shall we?
Let's.
You left our favorite song playing on the radio. Way to go, man, that's your role. And your life, love letters keep on turning up.
don't know that you came on strong.
Well, you go with that drum. Put that one in the wind column, you guys. Now, let's see. I wrote another song. Of my loves. I did, buddy. It's pretty much all by myself on this one. A lot of times I have help with this nice song. I was so excited I wrote it all by myself. It's my love song to the Telecaster guitar. This thing was invented, I found out, the exact same year that I was invented, in 1948. So. It's a miracle. But anyway, it's called The Hammer of the Honky Tonk God.
It's a hammer of so hope you come back.
Let's wait no further. Let's get right into the Lost Planet Airmen material. We've got a few airmen here. What's more fitting than for the Commander Cody retro set than our Hazardous Cargo Trilogy? Since this is a truck driving show, essentially. We're not going to do better than that, anyways. So I know we grouped three Cody classics into the Hazardous Cargo Trilogy. The first of the Hazardous Cargos is Ethanol, the song Wine, Wine, Wine. Do your stuff.
Shall we? Two, a one, two.
Sounds are on a trilogy. Let's move on to Cannabis. It's as it is cargo number two. It's back in my head to down the seeds and stems again. But I want a little, I just found out some reason I want to share it with you guys. If you listen to this song, we must have a bunch of musicians here, guitar owners, and come on. How many people play instruments? All right. It's an educated town. And usually, let's see, how do I phrase this? Well, this song's got a lot of chords in the key of C. It's got a C chord, it's got an E chord, it's got an F chord, G chord, of course, and the bridge has even got a D chord, right? It's got an A chord as well. Now, if this was like a Rolling Stone, the C would be major, the D would be minor, the E would be minor, the F would be major, right? That's called the diatonic chords. This, but all it means is in the key of C, the white notes on the piano. So just pay attention. This is going to get somewhere. I promise you, we're going somewhere. So in this song, all those chords, the C and the F and the G are major, which is normal, but the E is major, the D is major, and the A is major. And you're thinking to yourself now, why is that? It flies in the very face of musical tradition and all that's common, right, and decent in the world. And the reason is, Billy C and the Commander wrote this back in 19, actually, they wrote this and Wind Your Stuff the same day, a very fertile songwriting day in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1967. And back then, they thought that minor chords in a song were the sign of weakness in a man.
They don't seem to understand.
my dog. Left me all alone. Let the finance company drop out of me. They repossessed my home. Well, that's just a drop in the bucket. Trilogy, how many left, Audie? You can keep a track?
Just a couple, I think. We got two, sense. So we got two more.
Here's the very first truck driving song I ever wrote. Here I sit with a broken heart. I took three bennies and not so much of one song. We wrote this before they lowered the speed limits around the country.
One, two, one.
Solo, I'm going to fulfill his request. Could somebody bring him a cup of strong tea with a little sweetener? Black? You want a black? All right. Thank you. That's all. He's a cheap date.
Where are we in the little list?
Where are
we? One more in the trilogy stuff.
We could do one more in the trilogy. You want to do one more in the trilogy?
The Baker's Trilogy.
Baker's Trilogy. Nicotine, ladies and gentlemen, the fourth and most deadly of the hazardous chemicals.
Here they're going to unleash the smoking lawsuit, so we'll soon be able to smoke everywhere again.
Oh, no. We played this club in when I moved from Berkeley to Southern Maryland, we played a club in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., where it was a low-ceiling club, and they still smoked like it was the economy depended on it. Every night, I'd play every Thursday, every night I'd have to come home and shave my head, burn my clothes, every week. Thank you very much. Here's mine. This is called Smoke, Smoke, So Splat. Can't even say the word. Smoke that nasty ass, foul, disgusting, smelly, stinky, rancid, smoldery, fuming cigarette. All right. Thank you very much. That's it for the trilogy. Phil, we can just stop now. We've finished something. I have a song. Here's my Pro Evolution song. It's called Rocks in the Sand.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rocks in the sand, rocks in the stone, stone in the sand. Well, that sand sits in the hand of man. And I left my castle by the shore, slept in the sounds of the ocean floor.
Thank you. same.
How do you do that? That's Bill Kirchner right there on the telephone.
I wrote the song many years ago, and I had to write a new verse about 3-4 years ago because I made the mistake of reading the newspaper about 4 years ago. It's only gotten worse now, but that can. See if you can guess the new verse. Can I have a little more of my monitor up here, Lou? Big hand for Lou back there, mixing the sound. The long suffering. I'm tuning, that's why I'm staring slack jaw to the floor.
Try using that word tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Slack jaw.
It's a way of life, slack jaw. Actually, turn the down and back a hair and put a tiny more of the wind on it. I scared myself. It's so loud.
All right, here we go.
Hillbilly truck driving man. where I've been 100 times before. And this time I had a scuffle at the truck stop restroom door. I told that wingnut governor he could kiss my ass. I go where I please, so don't even ask. This transgender gear vendor hillbilly truck driver. Well, I'm a non-stop post-op hillbilly truck driver. Somebody had to write that song. I had to step up to the plate. Thanks a lot, folks. I'm going to turn off some of the little blues on the song.
Let's play a little blues, fella. Something like this.
I gambled on your love, babe, and got a losing hand. Your ways keep changing like the shifting desert sand.
Some food.
hit me pretty baby, baby, baby. I declare I will never understand. When you did me pretty baby, yeah. Right, here's a Bob Wills song that us three cut with Kim and Cody back in 1973, I believe. It's called No Window, 72. Wow. My window faces the sun.
1, 2, key of C.
Yeah. We got one more song, then take a break. You've been sitting for a long time, and we feel for it. We get to hop around with maniacs up here. We have to sit here, so we're gonna take a little break, and we'll be back for another set. We have all kinds of stuff out there. I believe there's 3 Bobby Black CDs for sale out there.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 titles. I'm sure you have more than 3. And we have a CD that Austin Vallone and I made together called Transatlantic Canyon. That's for sale. We have some of the usual merchandise out there, the back catalog. What else? Oh, t-shirts. Oh, look at these t-shirts.
That's nice.
Some unusual sizes. I saw a 3XL up there. I saw some. It's not a full range. This is the remainders of the t-shirt. I'll tell you what I want to do. We're going to let the t-shirts go for. Steve, are you here? I'm thinking $10 a piece for the t-shirts.
$10!
Should we make it 5? No, 10. $10 a piece. We have a special sale pricing system, which is buy one, get one. All right. Meanwhile, my pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you want good driving. The hot rod man. Hey y'all, heard the story of the hot rod race with the boys and Merck set the pace. Story's true, I'm here to say I was driving. Greasy up. 8 cylinders, used them all. Overdrive, just won't stop. With the 4 open gears, the blue exhaust, and the 4 barrel car, we can really get lost. 6 inches high, I ain't scared, the brakes are good, the pulled out of San Pedro late one night, I had the moon and stars shining bright. Climbing up the grapevine hill, passing cars, I feel standing still. Buffalo said I lost my sense. Said the phone pulls up back in the fence. He said, slow down, Billy. I see spots and lines in the road look just like that. I took a corner side swipe and truck and I crossed my fingers just to look. Fingers was flicking on the guardrail post. Paul Rebelli was white as a ghost. Adventure! Richard Pullover. That's Domino Pullover. Professor Longhair Pullover. Jerry Lewis. Kent Fabric. Ray Charles Pullover.
give a credit to everybody. You know that.
Let's give another warm welcome back to Bill Purchin.
Sing along, and I thought we'd just get up here and do one song with just the two of us. Didn't we used to have a duet called the FGs?
We did. What did that? Oh no, that was a quartet. Our duet was called the New Beatles.
That's right, the New Beatles. The FGs stood for the Fucking Geniuses.
It's a good band, of course.
So you have to say the FGs. Well, I'm just the FGs.
Just as false as the casual.
soon my words will turn into meaning to me. We need Corabelli, that's what we need, yeah. Bobby Gresh has a bass player in the house. Bobby Black, he can play bass. Buffalo Bruce Barlow. We'd like to do another sensitive song now. It's a man's determination, but a man's determination. It involves a double negative. A man's determination. That's all I'll say. Shall we, John? Do you ready? If you just start out, Bobby, with a sixth and a flat third of the A chord.
We'll get right to it.
Well, you'll follow. You'll recognize me. It's kind of poignant. You got your handkerchief out? You won't cry.
Right. One, two.
Too much fun. When I was only 17, I was too damn late. She came up on the wind and showed me the way. Cruise up, sunset, back down, fly. I like her, she like mine. Her daddy called and said, look here, son. You go to hell for too much fun. Too much fun, news to me, too much fun. We left a whole lot of food tonight, but then I got Arnie never had too much fun. Yeah. much fun. Too much fun. But there's a whole lot of things I've never done. I ain't never had too much fun. 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 I ain't never had too much fun. Song with Billy Sue with no adult supervision, ladies and gentlemen, no need to. Bruce just told me that there's a guy here that saw us in the bar. That is awesome. There's more to it than that, I'm kidding. My buddy Mike Richards is here. I haven't seen him in about half a century. There's a song you wrote that I recorded. Me and Bruce sang harmony on this. Bobby played steel. Audie would have played, but he's in a different band. He's in England. Paul, you would have played too. Sunsets on the sand, I say how do you do? Cowboys go to sleep, or leave your lady. And my pony will be waiting in the dust. Say howdy-ho, swan, sunsets on. Fare thee well, oh, fare thee well. I say goodbye.
Still remember that our love is true.
we're going to pull out another, now, since we've got the airmen, some airmen up here, we're going to pull out another classic from the Cody repertoire. This was also written by Billy C. and Commander, perhaps at that same fateful day at Ann Arbor at the Guild House. There was no minor chords in this song either, you'd be glad to know. And this is a song that addresses subjects that I think are sadly lacking in today's country music literature. I think it's maybe indicative of what's wrong with modern music. This has two things in it you just never hear about anymore in country music, and I think it's a loss to modern music. And those two things that appear in this song are hijacking airplanes and sniffing glue. Here we go. Let's go back to Tennessee.
Wow, you guys!
What got into us?
What?
Evangeline.
Oh, Evangeline. Tell me the reason.
Either one. Tell me the reason.
Okay. There's a song, a reason I wrote many years ago. So the key of G from the 5 chord.
What up?
Pay no attention to the rehearsal here. Is this a paid rehearsal?
You could hear a mic stand. Incredible.
How can you mic stand? That's a good omen.
Tell me the reason. G from the 5, 2, a 1, 2.
Each and every day since I'm on a break, I wonder if this could be the day of my life. As I sit here and the blues, thinking only of you, I'm dreaming and I don't want to wake up. Next song, our buddy Hoyt Axton wrote, the late, great Hoyt Axton. I worked with him some and made a record with him, but Buff here played with him for 20 years. Right there. There's a song he wrote with him. We have a friend here, Emily Higginbotham, and he wrote this with Emily with your Uncle Channing. I dream in the morning that you bring the water. I dream in the evening she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter, part of the
Thank you. story.
Mr. Ravelli pushed this one off the pier.
Thank you.
been. All the broken promises, love and rust and love and men. That's fortune you're swimming on. That's nothing to defend. Sarah Brown from Alabama, Michigan, Austin, Texas. Why don't you sing me a song?
All right, let's do a little lullaby here.
Uh-oh. Doesn't have any unmanly chords, does it?
Oh, no minor chords, but...
Well, now small. We're going to feature Buffalo Bruce Barlow singing the song here.
Nobody knows Bruce Barlow. Who wrote it?
We don't know anything about this song.
Yeah.
It's old.
It's on the scene.
I guess he
wrote the song. He wrote it. Did he write this for his, especially for his
friend? It's a really weird song.
Let's take it around once.
Thanks so much for coming on. I love it here in Berkeley. I want to move back. Back. this little message of hope from the past from Bob Dylan. Through the sands of time, he wrote this in 1963 or 4. I heard him do it at Newport that year in 64. And it still cheers me up to hear it in a funny way.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Peace. Austin DeLone. Polar Village. Buffalo Bruce. Robbie Black. Thank you. Bill Kirchner, everybody. What a treat.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Bill just announced there's a party at Bill's house afterwards.
I'll not make it though, it's in Austin, Texas. God damn it, I'm listening on purpose. I nervously ate a big handful of nuts when I got back to the dressing room. This is it. Sorry, Lou. Can we do another Dylan song? Is that all right?
There's a negative.
Thank you.
the chair.
Coffee Jones says too late to quit.
Pass the dynamite, honey. The fuse is lit.
Thank you.